This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. John McMurtry is an assistant professor of music at Western Illinois University, but he might not be for very long. He's one of five finalists for a permanent position with one of the best orchestras in the world. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jonathan All reports.
John McMurtry is a very, very good flute player. That's him in recital at Western, playing a transcription of a Mozart violin sonata. He played with the New York City Opera, Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, and New Jersey Symphony before coming to WIU. Recently, he's been a substitute flute player for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, something he's done a few times over the past year. Now, he is a finalist for the second flute position with the CSO. Still, he didn't expect to make the finals for the full-time job.
I was absolutely shocked because I thought I played well at the audition, but you never know. And there were 144 players who showed up over 4 days to be able to take this audition. And when I found out that I was in the final five, I was absolutely thrilled.
Were the auditions blind?
Yes. In fact, you walk out on the stage of Symphony Hall, and you go out there, and there's a big screen, a big black screen out there. And there's also a carpet that leads from the stage door onto the stage where you're about to play so that the committee can't hear if you're, you know, somebody's wearing high heels or flats. And so it's completely gender neutral, which is something that I think is really adds to the fairness of the process.
You've been a guest in the flute section a few times now. So to someone who doesn't follow the process, they might not think it's all that surprising that you were one of the five finalists, but they had no idea who they were listening to when you were playing.
That's right, because they couldn't see me. All they could do was just hopefully, you know, they recognize my playing, but it's awfully difficult because most of the work that I've done there has been section work. And so I've done a little bit of principal playing there for a couple of weeks back in the spring. But most of the work that they know me for is basically in the section. So to be able to take an audition, you're in much more of a soloist sort of role. And so to make that switch and to also have the committee recognize you from behind the screen can be very challenging, I think.
What was the reaction of your colleagues here at Western when you told them?
Oh, they're extremely supportive. I work with wonderful colleagues here like at Western, and they all know how difficult that the process is because most of them have taken similar kinds of auditions in the past, and so they understand sort of what the rigors and the kind of training that it takes to be able to do well at these.
I spoke with one of your colleagues who said that, you know, it's the standard thing where they're both rooting hard for you and against you at the same time because they want you to get this job because they respect you as a player and would love to see you do it, but they also want you to stay at Western.
Of course, and I feel the same way. It's always a difficult thing, I think, when you're kind of caught between two worlds in a way, you know, because I very much consider myself an orchestra player, having played with the New York City Opera Orchestra for several years before they folded. Western, you know, has been a great place for me for 5 years, and it's very possible that it will continue to be so in the future, depending on the results of this audition, of course.
In a way, are you kind of comparing apples and oranges between a life as a teacher who still has a lot of ample opportunity to play versus someone who is playing, you know, in rehearsal or doing concerts nearly every day of the week?
Definitely. One of the biggest adjustments, I think, when you're going back and forth between those worlds is the sheer schedule of it. Because, of course, the concerts happen. When you play in a professional orchestra, you have to be on at, you know, from 8 o'clock in the evening till about 10. And then usually there's not a rehearsal until about 11 o'clock in the morning. When you're teaching, you start at 8 o'clock in the morning and you go – it's just a different schedule. You're done about 4:30 or 5 usually. And so it takes your body a little bit of a chance to kind of adjust to that too. And also the teaching, the sort of energy output that it takes for teaching is very different. It's a slower burn. It takes just as much energy. It's just spread out over a longer period of time. Whereas in the course of like a 2-hour concert, you're pretty much giving everything that you have for that period of time. So the energy output can also be quite different between the two worlds, and it takes something to get used to when you're trying to straddle these two worlds simultaneously.
A lot of people try to make comparisons between athletics and music, and I'm wondering if that's actually a little more applicable in the audition than it is in the concert, because you have one shot where you're going to be up there, and if you have a bad day, it's over, and it could change your life. I imagine there's a big mental part of this to try to deal with that kind of pressure.
Absolutely, and I think it is. It's really akin to something like a sport like figure skating or gymnastics, where you don't have people actively trying to oppose you in that particular moment, trying to prevent you from reaching the goal line or something like that. But it's more like the kind of mental preparation that you would do for something like figure skating, where you may have 3 to 5 minutes to show really what you can do, and it all comes down to that particular moment.
That moment for John McMurtry will be February 13th, when he will complete the final audition against 4 other players for a position in the flute section of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Before his final audition, McMurtry will get more playing experience with the CSO. He will be filling in the flute section on the orchestra's European tour in January, playing concerts in cities including Milan, Paris, and Vienna. I'm Jonathan Aull, Tri-State's Public Radio News.